Radio, WNWR, its staff, management, owners, or licensees.
The following program is brought to you by the CyberSoft Operating Corporation.
It's time for the Tri-State Area's brand new 50,000-watt radio talk show, Between the Minutes, featuring politicians, businessmen, and professionals in the community. Between the Minutes is brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation, www.cyber.com. And now, here's the host of Between the Minutes, Peter Radradotti.
Good afternoon, and let me start off this week's show by saying Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to all of our listeners. And welcome to Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest radio talk show brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. I'm your host, Pete Radotti. The first segment of Between the Minutes will feature Inside Your Computer. This is similar to my newspaper article, Inside Your Computer, in the Philadelphia Public Record, discussing many interesting topics about computer security. The Universal Studios hit movie Despicable Me was recently released on DVD, so I want to talk about despicable people. These are not the cartoon despicable people of the movie, but actual despicable people who prey on the weak, the needy, and others that should be protected. Hopefully, this column will help spread the word about these rotten crooks and the scams they're playing on people. The first are scammers that advertise on the internet that they have an overseas baby that needs to be adopted. This person preys upon a couple's need for family and desperation. The crook will say that they promise to take care of the child for the now deceased mother, and they want to find a good home for the child. For some reason, the child can't be placed with an adoption agency, but it's reasonable to consider the crook might also pose as a foreign adoption agency. The crook asks the victims to send pictures of their family and personal information such as Social Security number, mother's maiden name, etc. They'll send the family copies of the child's birth certificate, pictures, and other fake information needed to convince the victim that everything is above board. Of course, the child does not exist and never did exist except in the imagination of the crook and their victims. At some point, the crook will ask the victim to send hundreds of dollars via money order, credit card, or wire transfer. This is just icing on the cake for the crook. Once they have all of your information, they use it for identity fraud. After all, in the adoption forms, the victim provides everything needed to convince a bank or credit card company that the crook is you. The next scam trades on fear. It's actually an old scam called the extortion hitman scam, but it's being brought up to date by use of the internet. Right now, these crooks are targeting nannies or child care workers. It is believed that they are obtaining the names and contact details of the nannies from internet online sites offering services as nannies, or while a few reported that they responded to an online advertisement for a nanny. At least one worker was a daycare worker and not a traditional nanny. Here's how this despicable scam works. The victim receives an email telling them that a professional killer is targeting them for murder. The sender of the email claims to be the killer. The crook goes on to tell them that a friend of the victim paid for the hit, but if the victim gives them between $150,000 and $250,000, they'll not kill them and provide evidence to put their friend in jail. This scam is, unfortunately, being successful. I personally find it hard to believe how many potential victims think their friends want to kill them. How about nannies? How many six-year-olds have the money to put a hit on their nanny? That'll pay you for making me eat my spinach. Actually, while it sounds funny from the viewpoint, of us, it's actually terrifying to the viewpoint of the victim, and that's why it's working. If you or someone you know is involved in a scam of this type, here's what to do. First, do not provide any personal information or money. If you already have done so, then you need to contact the police and the Internet Crime Complaint Center at www.ic3.gov. If part of the first scam, you need to contact all three of the national credit reporting agencies and report attempted identity fraud. Ask the agencies to place your credit on fraud alert. For information on how to contact the credit reporting agencies, go to our website, www.betweentheminutes.com, and press the button labeled Links. There you'll find phone numbers for Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. In wrapping up this week's segment of Inside Your Computer, I hope some of the subjects I spoke about were helpful to you. Make sure you read my article, Inside Your Computer, every Thursday in the Philadelphia Public Record newspaper. In celebrating the Christmas holiday season, let's play a song that came in number 5 in Billboard's Top 100 Holiday Songs from 1970. Here's Jose Feliciano's Feliz Navidad. Between the Minutes continues right after this on Radio 1540 AM.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
America's men and women in uniform sacrifice every day for our country so we can continue to do the things we enjoy most, like playing soccer with our kids. But that's not an option for some families. I'm Devin McTavish, D.C. United Defender and two-time Humanitarian of the Year. For more than 140 years, the Armed Services YMCA has provided support for military families. Please join the ASYMCA in taking care of our soldiers' loved ones so they can continue to take care of us.
The Armed Services YMCA, serving those who serve America. ASYMCA.org.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes, thanking you for listening to our show. Let's talk about CyberSoft Operating Corporation. CyberSoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. CyberSoft invented antivirus for Unix and Linux systems. With 20 years' experience, they support more systems than anyone, including Microsoft Windows. Computer security problems are not single-faceted, and your solution should not be either. CyberSoft products like the VFine Security Toolkit include cryptographic baseline management in addition to a virus scanner. This allows you to detect more than just a software attack. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. In any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4748 or visit our website at www.cyber.com. Again, that's 610-825-4748 or www.cyber.com.
Here's an important announcement. If you sustain damage from frozen pipes, water damage, don't leave yourself at the mercy of your insurance company. Call Hillis Public Adjusters. We represent you, the policyholder. Hillis negotiates directly with your insurance company to get you the most money you're entitled to, maybe thousands of extra dollars. And the Hillis fee is based on a percentage of the settlement. It costs you nothing until your claim is settled. It's that simple. You wouldn't be your own lawyer. So why negotiate directly with your insurance company? Call 1-800-HILLIS-1. When you have a claim, your insurance company is the last place to call because they want to settle the claim for as little as possible. That's why you should call Hillis Public Adjusters. They'll appraise the damage, do all the paperwork, and negotiate your settlement. If your home or business was damaged, call Hillis Public Adjusters anytime, day or night, at 1-800-HILLIS-1. Why settle for less? Call Hillis first. Call 1-800-HILLIS-1.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes. Heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. Between the Minutes reaches a large listening audience throughout the Tri-State area with 50,000 watts of power. You could increase your selling power by advertising on the Between the Minutes program. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Radotti.
Welcome back to Between the Minutes, brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. Today we'll be discussing the Philadelphia Business Privilege Tax Reform Bill with our special guest, City Councilwoman Maria Quiñones Sanchez. Let's welcome this week's guest, Councilwoman Sanchez, to Between the Minutes.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation. Happy to be here.
I'm extremely happy to have you. Let's talk about this bill a little bit. What does your legislation do?
Well, one of the things that I discovered coming from representing a district that's very poor is that I needed to grow businesses in my district, particularly small businesses. And what I found interesting is that there was a pretty vibrant manufacturing industry that was very anti-politician. And so when I got elected, I started talking to some of these business people and started to say to them, why are you not, you know, reaching out to the city? Why? What could we be doing better? And all of them said to me the business privilege tax, and that the business privilege tax, particularly for the manufacturing industry, had become a detriment, and they believe the net profit side of this tax had killed the industry. So I started to work on looking at who actually pays business privilege tax on the gross side, which is one of the mechanisms, and on the net income side, and asked that question, who pays and what portion of a debt is paid by small businesses and manufacturings. And what we found was alarming. It was alarming because the most of the business privilege tax is paid by Philadelphia-based companies. And the people who get to legally skirt paying this tax are the big multinationals that are not based in Philadelphia. So the whole discussion comes from, how do we reform and how do we make Philadelphia more business friendly as a result of my trying to support small businesses and the manufacturing industry in my district?
So this is really a pro-jobs bill.
It's a pro-Philadelphia business bill. And I'll explain. One of the things that we find is, and we'll use the manufacturing as an example, manufacturers, and I have people making incredible things in my district, including bombs for the military. But all of my
I'm glad you said it was for the military because
No, I wanted to clarify that. So my manufacturers who are making things in Philadelphia and competing in this global market that we now which they have to compete, they have to pay 6.5% on their net profits tax for everything they make in Philadelphia but sell somewhere else. And this creates a disadvantage for them when they're competing, as I mentioned, in this global market. So that particular tax kills people who make things in Philadelphia but are selling across the country.
Besides that, does this tax have other effects on these businesses?
Well, one of the things is that it levels out the playing field, and it creates an environment where people can be based in Philadelphia, make things in Philadelphia, and sell them outside without that penalty. There's only four jurisdictions that have this tax, which is an example of how detrimental it is for business locations. Detroit, Washington, D.C., which is a kind of a city-state, and New York, and we're not New York. So that alone tells you, if no other jurisdictions have this tax, that alone tells you there's a reason why they don't have it. And in our case in Philadelphia, it's really, we believe, has been detrimental to manufacturing, and it's been detrimental to small businesses because, ironically, small businesses, 90% of their liability is on the net income side, not the gross receipts. So it's very detrimental to small businesses, particularly businesses under $1 million.
I actually know some businesses that left the city because of the taxes. So I think you're...
We're not a business-friendly environment at all.
And how will your legislation correct this?
Well, one of the things that this legislation does is, one, over a 5-year phase-in period, will eliminate the net profits tax and go to a gross receipts tax only. What's important about this gross receipts tax is that we found many of the large companies, they don't have any net income liability to the city. They claim, these multinational companies, that they do business in the city of Philadelphia and make no profits. And I'll give you an example. Businesses like Coors and Budweiser, no employees here, no local affiliation, no plant or equipment, and they don't make a profit in the city. So the only tax they pay to the city is gross receipts, because gross receipts is a commercial tax. It's whatever your activity is, you pay something on. So ironically, one of the things that in this proposal is to make sure that those people who access this market, who would get a total elimination if we followed the current path, which is to eliminate gross receipts, we would get nothing from them.
So what exactly is in the bill? What does it say?
Well, the bill does a couple of things. One is it phases out net income, as I mentioned before. Two, it provides a $100,000 exemption for all businesses. That move alone would take 50,000 small businesses off our books. There's about 84,000 current business filers in the city. If we were to phase out net income and provide this $100,000 exemption, small businesses, 50,000 of them would file a paper with the city but owe us nothing. So the bloggers, as we talked about, the bloggers tax, some of these hobbies, you know, the person who delivers the newspaper who may be 1099 because he works as a consultant. We're talking about 50,000 businesses would have no liability to the city of Philadelphia. Talk about being business friendly.
That certainly would be.
Yes, it would be.
Have you brought in any outside experts? What do outside experts have to say about this?
We had eConsult, who actually, Steve Mullen, who was a finance and commerce director for the city, he came in and helped us analyze the data at the revenue department because of confidentiality. As we talk about businesses and business sectors, we can't really mention the names of the company. So Steve came in and did an analysis about who pays, where the liability is, and if we did these shifts. Because one of the things that's important, we wanted to present a proposal that was revenue neutral. So while you're giving a tax cut to a large number of people, we didn't want to decrease the amount of revenue the city depends on. What we wanted to do was shift the burden. So we wanted to make sure that these large businesses who do business in the city and manage not to have a net profits tax, that they paid the largest part of the business liability that the city collects. So we wanted to shift that.
So it sounds like what you're doing is you're making people pay their fair share, right, that are not paying right now, and you're protecting small businesses. And as everyone knows from the Small Business Administration, 80% of all jobs are created by small businesses.
Absolutely.
So this is also hopefully going to create more jobs in the city.
Right. I think, you know, and one of the interesting points throughout this, the debate has been about winners and losers. And one of the things that I say to folks is we've picked winners and losers in our current policy. And clearly the winners are these big multinationals that are not based in Philadelphia. In our case, we're picking very deliberate and very unapologetic winners to be Philadelphia-based businesses. There is a reason why when you look at City Line Avenue where we're at, there's businesses located on the side that's not Philadelphia. Those businesses are very profitable, and the reason why they come to City Line is because they want to access Philadelphia, but they don't want to pay Philadelphia taxes. And those now become the big winners in these big profitable law firms and accounting firms and in financial services firms. It gives us an opportunity to say to them, not only can you access Philadelphia, but you can be in downtown Philadelphia and afford to be there because you will no longer pay that net profits tax that kills you.
You mentioned other cities that have this tax. Have any of these other cities eliminated and gone to something like this?
Yes. In fact, Ohio State did it as a statewide measure, and they've been designated 4 years in a row in terms of one of the best places to site a new business.
Is this because of the state of Ohio?
Yes.
Or the town?
No, the state of Ohio did
okay.
Exactly what we did. They eliminated their comparable net profits tax and went just to a commercial activities tax. And they did it over a 5-year phase, and as we're proposing, and they have seen the growth, and they have seen, because as I mentioned, they've been designated as one of the sites to move for new businesses. Because, you know, what gross receipts allows you to do, there's the conventional wisdom is, why am I going to pay a tax if I'm not making any money? And that we all believe that until we saw who pays what. In fact, what the gross receipts allows you to do is to project out. If you're a business and you know that you're going to have to pay half of 1%, you factor that in to your planning, into your financial planning. No one goes into business to lose money. So what ends up happening is when you're doing your forecasting for 10 years and you start the first few years, you're not making money. But as soon as you start making money and you look at the Philadelphia-based taxes, you say, I don't want to be there. So what ends up happening is what we've seen at the Science Center over in West Philadelphia is we'll start the business, but the minute it's profitable, it moves to the 202 corridor, or moves somewhere else, because that's when that 6.5% really smacks you.
This sounds like it makes a lot of common sense. How come it hasn't been done already?
Well, one of the things that we found in the city of Philadelphia is that the numbers in terms of businesses is really skewed. So you have maybe 200 really, really large 50 million plus businesses. Those businesses under this proposal would get hit really hard. So there's been a resistance. You know, every time we talk about tax policy, who creates tax policy? The big guys. They're the ones who have the lobbyists. They're the ones that can say to mayors or city councils, you know, we want to be here, but we, you know, this is what we prefer to pay. And what they're able to do legally is use the Delaware loophole. Pennsylvania hasn't closed its Delaware loophole. So you have many businesses who have their headquarters out in Delaware who are able to license out all these fees. Like if I can set up a restaurant in Philadelphia and set up an office in Conshohocken, and I can charge my Philadelphia-based restaurant all of these fees based out of my Conshohocken office. So ultimately, out of $1 million, $2 million, maybe $100 million business, I show very little net profit. So what we've seen through this is that the big guys who have access to accountants and creative accounting practices, they don't pay their fair share. And this is what this tax policy really is about. It is about having the smallest tax on the largest base so that everybody pays parallel, and then people are not penalized for being profitable. We want businesses to be profitable. The other thing that this does is, and those of us who come from small business families, my families are, you know, bodegas and bar owners, they hide their profits because that's the tax that kills you. So you end up with cash businesses who are not showing all their activity because they don't want to pay the profits tax. We believe taking the penalty out of being profitable will help these small businesses be able to really show what they're making that helps them establish themselves for expansion, credit lines, and all the other things that we have.
All right, so these big guys who mm-hmm. are not paying their fair share now mm-hmm. because they were able to influence people to let them get away with it are going to have to pay their fair share. Is that going to be a problem?
It is. They have been able to come in. And in fact, one of the examples that's one of the industries that claims it's going to lose money is the hotel industry. And they came and in their own numbers, they showed us a chart and they showed us all the Philadelphia-based hotels, their activity and what they pay, and then non-Philadelphia-based hotels, which could be, you know, the big ones. You know, I don't want to put any names out there. And when they showed us what they pay, they didn't even have a net profits line because they don't pay it. So I'll give you an example. They gave us an example of two hotels across the street from each other. You know, it could be downtown hotels. Both of them make about $19 million in activity a year. The Philadelphia-based hotel pays $184,000 in BPT. The out-of-Philadelphia hotel pays $26,000. Under our proposal, both of them would pay about $100,000.
Gotcha.
So even the industry that cries a foul. Now, assuming that this increase within the industry was passed on to their customers, which is what normally businesses do, it would be 80 cents a room night. They came in and they testified, and when we asked them, will any hotel not get billed for 80 cents more a room night? They said no. Would anybody go stay in Cherry Hills, not stay downtown Philadelphia for 80 cents a room night? They said no. But they've been able to create, because the big guys that we're talking about, they've been able to create this illusion that this is all bad for tourism. This is particularly troubling to me because tourism and the hospitality industry is highly subsidized. I mean, I look out my window, I see the expansion of the convention center. My grandson's paying for that. So this is an industry that is highly subsidized. Everybody in the city is committed to them, and they need to think longer term around us growing the city and realizing that we're the ones that bring hotels in because of our subsidies and everything else, and that if they have to eat this 80 cents or pass it on to their customers, they should.
And actually, at least in the business of the hotels, they would not have opened a hotel in Philadelphia if they didn't think they weren't going to make money. So the city is the draw, and they are just taking advantage of that draw to sell rooms.
Exactly.
You know? What about other companies that can move out that are big businesses? Are there not any?
Well, there's some discussion about, for instance, the insurance industry. And because they're high, they have many jobs, the volumes of jobs. So there's some concerns about them. We're working with the administration. I mean, I think part of the agreement with the administration was that we were going to look at those big businesses that they're concerned about, because those taxes are going to increase. Look at, are there other ways that we might be able to help them to mitigate the increase, the tremendous increase. So we're looking at single sales factor in terms of businesses, in terms of only paying for the stuff they sell in the city of Philadelphia, not the stuff that they sell outside, market-based sourcing. You know, we're looking at other things. The only thing that concerns us about that is that it makes our collections less efficient. You know, our proposal makes it very efficient. You know, gross receipts, BPT, you fill out one form. This is how much transactions I did. You know, my taxes, you know, at the worst, less than half of 1%, you know, 0.553 mils. And that's it. I mean, that's all you have to file. Anytime you get into all these other ways of helping these big industries, it gets very complicated.
Now, there's a lot of talk about this bill. And, you know, a few people have called this a job killer. Is that why they're calling it a job killer?
Well, you know, unfortunately, Bob Inman, who wrote an editorial in the Inquirer, talked about that this could be lose 75,000 jobs, and he based this solely on if we increase gross receipts. But he did, and he said it in his article. But I can't measure the elimination of net profits. Therefore, this is bad. And some people in the academic world have really criticized him for this, because if you're going to put out an analysis, then you have to weigh oranges to oranges, not say this is oranges, these are apples. I can't really measure the apples. Therefore, my assessment is is this outrageous $75,000, 70,000, 75,000 jobs. Mark Zandi, who works for Moody's, who was asked by the Inquirer editorial board to objectively analyze our proposal, wrote a tremendous article saying, all things being equal, this is the best way. Given the recovery, the expected recovery, and how do you ignite small business and entrepreneurship? It is through this proposal. So, unfortunately, we have those, you know, those different views. But I don't believe that Bob Inman's analysis was fair, and I think he would agree to that.
All right, we'll talk some more about this when we get back. You're listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM. Our special guest this week is Councilwoman Maria Quiñones Sanchez. Be sure to visit our website at www.betweentheminutes.com. In keeping with the Christmas holiday season, here's Lou Monte singing a Christmas classic novelty song, Dominic the Donkey. More of Between the Minutes continues on Radio 1540 AM.
Hey, jingety-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jingety-jing, the Italian Christmas Donkey. La, 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 la. Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic. The cutest little donkey, you'll never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be. Because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingety-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingety-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. Jingle bells around his feet and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the Mayor's Derby on top of Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louis and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says they're made in Brooklyn. Hey, jingety-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jingety-jing, the Italian Christmas Donkey. La, 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 la. Sing and clap their hands, and Dominic starts to dance. They talk Italian to a man he even understands. Cumbaras and cumbaras do they dance a tarantelle. When Santa Nicola comes to town and brings old Chucharil. Hey, jingety-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jingety-jing, the Italian Christmas Donkey. La, 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 la. La, la, la.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Here's an important announcement. If you sustain damage from frozen pipes, water damage, don't leave yourself at the mercy of your insurance company. Call Hillis Public Adjusters. We represent you, the policyholder. Hillis negotiates directly with your insurance company to get you the most money you're entitled to, maybe thousands of extra dollars. And the Hillis fee is based on a percentage of the settlement. It costs you nothing until your claim is settled. It's that simple. You wouldn't be your own lawyer. So why negotiate directly with your insurance company? Call 1-800-HILLIS-1. When you have a claim, your insurance company is the last place to call because they want to settle the claim for as little as possible. That's why you should call Hillis Public Adjusters. They'll appraise the damage, do all the paperwork, and negotiate your settlement. If your home or business was damaged, call Hillis Public Adjusters anytime, day or night, at 1-800-HILLIS-1. Why settle for less? Call Hillis first. Call 1-800-HILLIS-1.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes, thanking you for listening to our show. Let's talk about CyberSoft Operating Corporation. CyberSoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. CyberSoft invented antivirus for Unix and Linux systems. With 20 years' experience, they support more systems than anyone, including Microsoft Windows. Computer security problems are not single-faceted, and your solution should not be either. CyberSoft products like the vFine Security Toolkit include
cryptographic baseline management in addition to a virus scanner. This allows you to detect more than just a software attack. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. In any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4748 or visit our website at www.cyber.com. Again, that's 610-825-4748 or www.cyber.com.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes. Heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. Between the Minutes reaches a large listening audience throughout the Tri-State area with 50,000 watts of power. You could increase your selling power by advertising on the Between the Minutes program. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia. Come on.
The Tri-State Area's radio talk show, Between the Minutes, continues on Radio 1540 AM with your host, Peter Radotti.
Back to Between the Minutes, brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation, www.cyber.com. Today we're discussing the Philadelphia Business Privilege Tax Reform Bill with our special guest, City Councilwoman Maria Kiana Sanchez. So we were talking about the bill. Is this bill, I just want to hear it, is this bill job neutral, job creation, or job killer?
Well, the mayor's administration had done an analysis, and now they're saying it's not a job analysis. But essentially what they said at the end of the day, that we might lose 208 jobs, assuming that the value of the tax increases for the businesses, that they would pass that on through layoffs. So In their own estimate, this is job neutral. For us, we believe there's a potential growth. You have all these 99ers that we're hearing about, these people who are going to run out of unemployment. What better time than to start a business when you know the first 100,000 is going to be exempt and that you're not going to pay a net profits tax? So we actually believe that this is the only way we're going to get to some job growth. And as you mentioned, Peter, at the beginning of this, all new jobs are being created by small business, or 60% of new jobs are being created by small businesses. What better way than to get those small businesses to create more jobs than by giving those 50,000 businesses that I said a tax cut and them not having any liability? So we really believe it has the potential for a tremendous job growth.
And that's especially important at the beginning. At the beginning, everything about starting a small business is difficult. You're learning everything. You're learning what it means to be responsible for bringing in the money to pay for everything, how to actually run the business, what your customers want, how to interact with all of the authorities. The mere fact that you have to get a privilege license, a business license,
yes.
People don't know that until they're ready to start. And then all of a sudden it's like overwhelming.
And this end of the year double jeopardy that people talk about, you have to pay, if you're a new business, you pay last year's taxes, and then you have to pay an estimated on your new year's taxes. So if you're a small business and we're exempting the first 100,000 and you don't have a net profits tax, you're not going to double pay. You know, this double jeopardy that people talk about after your first year in business. You can't imagine the number of calls we got from people who say, I just started a business. I'm paying $6,000 for last year, and then I got to pay $6,000 for next year, all at one time. And those are the types of disincentives we're trying to eliminate through this process.
It makes sense to me. So those critics that are saying it's a job killer, they're actually talking about 200 jobs. They're just not saying 200 jobs over the entire city.
We had a business come and testify in favor of this. It's a gentleman that owns over 5 million square feet of commercial space in downtown Philadelphia. He said in the last year alone, he's lost tenants representing 2,000 jobs. And they all said net profits was the killer. Now, his personal taxes are going to go from $150,000 to $500,000. And he still came and testified in favor of this because he said, I can't get no tenants. I've lost tenants representing 2,000 jobs just this year alone. And he's a major real estate owner in downtown Philadelphia. So that's just, it's not a job killer. If anything, we've been killing jobs because of, you know, the net profits tax.
It actually sounds like it makes common sense, and common sense usually rules.
Well, you know, we're going against conventional wisdom. It's, you know, it's like they say, you say it enough, you believe it. So we've been fed to believe that gross receipts is the bad killer and not net profit. So we understand that it's going to take a while for the paradigm shift. And the data is just there. I mean, we've worked with the city and their data, and they've looked at this. And I think at last week's press conference, the mayor acknowledged that there were some really valid points about who pays what, the unfairness, and the fact that if we have to pick winners and losers, manufacturing and small businesses should be winners.
But it's not an absolute gross profits tax or gross receipts tax. It's a modified gross receipts tax.
It is, because manufacturers, retailers, and wholesalers have an alternative tax that they can deduct the cost of goods and labor as part of their tax. So we're clearly in this structure. Is it the most ideal one? No. I mean, in most jurisdictions, they have the ability to tax commercial property different than residential. Because of the uniformity clause in the Pennsylvania Constitution, this is as close as we can get to a commercial property tax and that's not subsidized by residential property owners.
All right. There's a lot of discussion about this, pro, con, everything. There's a lot of discussion about this because everybody's interested. Oh, it's a very good thing. But how can people get real information about the bill? What's actually in the bill? What you have to say about the bill? How do they find out?
Well, Councilman Green, who's my co-sponsor on this, or my lead co-sponsor on this legislation, has worked hard with me. We set up a website. It's www.forwardphiladelphia.com, www.forwardphiladelphia.com. There you have all of the information you can share. We've posted the charts given us to us by the hotel industry, by the construction industry, their own numbers. But more importantly, there's a calculator. So if you're a business owner, you can pump in your numbers and look at what you're going to be paying over the five-year phase-in.
Now, that's really nice. I mean, being
simple,
able to know
we're putting
how,
accountants out of business.
Well, I don't think so, because there's still all the federal taxes and state taxes. But being able to go to a website, have a calculator, plug in my own numbers and see how it affects me personally, that's a big deal.
Yes, and we'd like to hear from you. One of the things that we've learned through this process is, for instance, and there's a split between the general contractors and the Builders Association. The Builders Association is very much in favor of this change. The contractors had some concerns. But one of the things that we learned in the contracting industry is that they have this pyramid financing piece. So they actually, general contractor pays on gross receipts, and then he pays, his subcontractor may pay gross receipts, and we put in an amendment that would eliminate the pyramiding financial scheme that happens with contractors that helps them. So even outside of this legislation, one of the things that we learned that the way we apply gross receipts is unfair to the general contractors, and we were able to address that and are going to be able to address that. So, you know, we encourage people to go to the website, tell us and give us feedback. If there's something that we're missing and that we're not seeing here, we'd like to hear from you.
All right. Obviously, this is one of the hottest topics in the city right now. So you must be hearing a lot. You must be getting a lot of response. What's the response you're hearing?
Obviously, small businesses in my district are very much for it. The manufacturers, which is one of the reasons that I even got into this. And it's really important that I note there's 108,000 manufacturing jobs. Almost 20% of the jobs in the city of Philadelphia are manufacturers. And PIDC put out a report and talked about that this industry over the next few years could create another 22,000 jobs. So what better way to help them than by taking out the competitiveness that they face with their competitors internationally? So, you know, we encourage people to look at this and say, wait a minute. This makes sense. When we look at our educational challenges, where else can we create the types of jobs? And manufacturing jobs, on average, pay $50,000 versus the hospitality industry that's about $26,000. So we're talking about keeping these jobs, and we're talking about expanding these jobs. Very important.
And manufacturing jobs are one of the stepping stones for new people entering our country. Mm-hmm. So that's a real plus for Philadelphia. It makes us much more attractive to people coming in from other countries.
And we want to make stuff. I mean, one of the things is, as we talk to manufacturers like Cardone, who's Philadelphia-based, the manufacturers who are in Philadelphia are Philadelphia people who want to stay here. But it gets very difficult for them to be able to compete. And so we want to continue to encourage that creativity, that uniqueness of the stuff that's made in Philadelphia that we take for granted.
Well, Pennsylvania itself is a major manufacturing state. I mean, people forget that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they see the national newspapers, the national TV, and it talks about, you know, we're becoming a service economy. Mm-hmm. Do you want fries with that? No way.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make things,
right?
Because actually making stuff is the essence of business.
Right.
You know, selling French fries, that's not, you know, the essence of business.
And I think given the green economy and its potential for us to be making some of the things related to windmills and solar paneling and whatever, I mean, this is exactly the type of tax policy you want to pass now to encourage the growth in that. So on the one hand, we want to be the greenest city. Being part of being a green city is to create the things that lead us to becoming a green city.
A lot of people that are old enough will remember Philadelphia's role in World War II. We were the manufacturing center that won the war.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we manufactured everything here. We were really important towards winning that war, which is why they were trying to attack Philadelphia. We have a history of being a manufacturing center.
Mm-hmm.
We have a history of being a science center. We have a history of being an educational center. And small businesses are going to benefit from this. And small businesses eventually become medium-sized businesses, large-sized businesses, and you want to keep them here.
Yeah, and that's the most important part of this. One of the things that we learned through the study that eConsult did was the money recycles more. So for every dollar you spend at a local Philadelphia-based business, 68% of that, 68 cents gets recycled versus 14 cents when you buy something from some of these multinationals in terms of the money recycling back into the community. So this is, as I've said over and over again, unapologetically, this is about Philadelphia-based businesses.
Wow. So it really just sounds like a good thing. Why are people fighting you?
Conventional wisdom. This is different than what we've been doing. And many times we do the same thing expecting a different result. In this case, we're saying, no, we could do things better. And we can do things better for Philadelphia.
So we're doing this just because we've always beat our head on the wall. And we're saying that, well, we'll keep beating our head on a wall, but we're going to get a different result.
Exactly. That's part of the conventional wisdom. And I think it has generated a spirited debate. My colleagues on council and leadership have been very supportive in the dialogue and the discussion. We look forward to working with the mayor over the next few weeks and ensuring that this is part of his new budget proposal and his five-year plan. We have now demonstrated that we could put in place better tax policies to protect the people that we want to protect.
Okay, we'll be right back. You're listening to Between the Minutes on Radio 1540 AM. Our special guest this week is Councilwoman Maria Quiñones Sanchez. Be sure to visit our website at www.betweentheminutes.com. If you want to share this radio broadcast with people who weren't able to hear it today, it's on the website. You can hear it anytime you want. We'll be right back.
The multicultural voice of the Delaware Valley, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia.
Here's an important announcement. If you sustain damage from frozen pipes, water damage, don't leave yourself at the mercy of your insurance company. Call Hillis Public Adjusters. We represent you, the policyholder. Hillis negotiates directly with your insurance company to get you the most money you're entitled to, maybe thousands of extra dollars. And the Hillis fee is based on a percentage of the settlement. It costs you nothing until your claim is settled. It's that simple. You wouldn't be your own lawyer. So why negotiate directly with your insurance company? Call 1-800-HILLIS-1. When you have a claim, your insurance company is the last place to call. because they want to settle the claim for as little as possible. That's why you should call Hillis Public Adjusters. They'll appraise the damage, do all the paperwork, and negotiate your settlement. If your home or business was damaged, call Hillis Public Adjusters anytime, day or night, at 1-800-HILLIS-1. Why settle for less? Call Hillis first. Call 1-800-HILLIS-1.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti, your host on Between the Minutes, talking to you about CyberSoft. CyberSoft has always stood for integrity, quality, and cost-effectiveness in computer security. Having 20 years of experience, CyberSoft protects many platforms, including Microsoft Windows. So for the best antivirus security, visit www.cyber.com. For a limited time, you can purchase a one-year Windows antivirus security license for $24.95. For the best in protection, remember, in any computer security fight with the bad guys, we will be the last man standing. Call 610-825-4745. Or visit www.cyber.com. That's www.cyber.com.
When disaster strikes with a vengeance, Americans strike back with generosity. Thanks to your monetary donations, the Salvation Army is there from the very beginning and remains until the healing is complete, serving the physical and emotional needs of disaster victims and emergency responders. Give today at 1-800-SAL-ARMY. Or SalvationArmyUSA.org and help the Salvation Army continue doing the most good.
Looking to increase your business and build your selling power? Then you should advertise on Between the Minutes, the Tri-State's newest political, business, and special interest radio talk show, Between the Minutes. Heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Radio 1540 AM. Between the Minutes reaches a large listening audience throughout the Tri-State area with 50,000 watts of power. You could increase your selling power by advertising on the Between the Minutes program. For more information, call 610-828-8333. That's 610-828-8333. Or email sales@betweentheminutes.com.
Hi, this is Pete Rodotti of Between the Minutes. Almost 1 million neighbors are suffering from hunger in the Delaware Valley. That's more people than ever before. For help, call 800-319-3663 or visit www.philabundance.org to see how you can help your neighbors in need.
Now back to more of Between the Minutes, brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. For the best in antivirus software security, www.cyber.com.
Welcome back to Between the Minutes, brought to you by CyberSoft Operating Corporation. Today we're speaking with our special guest, City Councilwoman Maria Quiñones Sanchez.
Thank you again for inviting me. I had a good time.
It's been a great time so far. I've really enjoyed talking to you about this bill. This bill is everywhere. Everyone's talking about it. I think you cleared the air a lot with this discussion, telling us what's really going on.
Right. It's so complicated, it's simple.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, that's the way it works. So I'm going to ask a few other questions now. It's Christmas time.
Yes.
What's Christmas like in Latino families?
Food, and more food.
Are you replying about Latino families or Italian families?
Both.
Okay, because that's what it's like in my family. I mean, at Christmas time is food, family, food, and I'm the one that annoys everybody with the camera.
Well, that's good. It's good to capture those memories, and I know this is a tough economic time, so I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and holiday season. Yes, very important.
What's one of the dishes that you're going to serve at Christmas?
Well, one of the twists, for anybody who wants to give a twist to their traditional stuffed chicken or stuffed turkey, is the mofongo stuffing.
Wow, what's
Cheech,
that?
You can talk to this, right, Cheech?
Oh, yeah.
Mofongo stuffing. So mofongo stuffing is what we do is – I know that normally when you buy your turkey or you buy your chicken, you have the neck and the heart and the gizzards and the liver, and you don't know what to do with that. Well, it's our creation. We take all those things and we chop them up small and we bring them to a boil and we combine them with green platans. And it's a really nice mix. I know you guys are going to put it up on the website, and you stuff your chicken or your turkey with this, and I can guarantee you your folks will love it. The key is seasoning with adobo, Puerto Rican spices. It's called adobo. It's available at most of your grocery stores now and your ethnic lines. That is the key to the seasoning.
Now, for those people who don't know, plantains is
the green large bananas.
Yeah, they look like bananas, but they taste more like potatoes.
Yeah, a good combination of both those things, yes.
Okay. Now, your son just walked in,
mm-hmm.
So I want to ask him, right? Do you like this dish?
Oh, yeah. I love it. That's what I look forward to all year.
Oh, and you only get it once a year?
Usually.
Wow.
Just around the holidays.
That's I'm sure that you can find some way to get it more often than just Christmas time. But, hey, you know. Well, we're getting near the end of the show.
Thank you once again for the invitation. Look forward to coming back.
Do you have any last thoughts for your listeners?
Please rest assured that those of us in City Council, I know this is a tough time. People are getting their tax bills. There's a lot of frustration. We are doing the best we can under the circumstances. We really, and for me as a freshman council person, it has been a delight to be able to serve the Philadelphia, the city of Philadelphia, and in particular my district. And I look forward to more heated debates and discussions like this business tax around how do we get Philadelphia to grow, which is the key to everything. We got to get the city to grow. I represent an area that has tremendous growth potential, and we want to make sure we grow it.
And I'm sure you're going to do it. Well, I want to remind everybody about the Between the Minutes Facebook page.
Yes.
You can go right there and friend us. You can go to the website itself and listen to past shows. I want to thank everybody for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
The preceding program was brought to you by the CyberSoft Operating Corporation.
New World Radio, AM 1540, WNWR, Philadelphia. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on. The hottest movie of the summer is coming to you live on ice. Disney on Ice presents Disney Pixar's Toy Story 3. Buzz Lightyear, Woody, Jesse, Han, Rex, and the Toy Story gang star in an action-packed show that takes thrills to infinity and beyond. The toys face their most daring adventure yet in a race to escape from Sunnyside Daycare. Plus, meet a whole new cast of characters including Barbie, Ken, Stretch, and Lotso Huggin' Bear. No toy gets left behind in this hilarious, unpredictable adventure. Disney on Ice presents Disney Pixar's Toy Story 3, also featuring memorable moments from Toy Story and Toy Story 2. Bring your family and friends to see the toys take over your town.
The fun begins at just $15. Additional fees may apply. Tickets on sale at ComcastTix.com. Playing Wells Fargo Center December 23rd through January 2nd.
Hello, this is Barry Reisman with Klezmer. Every weekday morning at 9, right here at WNWR. We've got Andy Statman, the Klezmatics, the Klezmer Conservatory Band, Brave Old World, Dave Tarras, Giora Feidman. You'll also hear Paul Zim, Bruce Adler, Chava Albersina, and so much more. Comedy, contests, prizes, your phone calls, and lots of fun. It's a great new way to start your day. Weekday mornings at 9 at 1540. WNWR.
Cirque du Soleil invites you into a world without limitations, where colors and cultures combine. A harmonious blend of Eastern and Western acrobatic prowess. Duralian from Cirque du Soleil, presented by iShares. Coming soon at Liacouras Center from December 21st through January 2nd. Get your tickets today at cirquedusoleil.com. Drallion is also sponsored by CGI and Wyndham.
Here's an important message from Shalom Memorial Park. Because of the special bond that Shalom has established with the Jewish community, it's imperative to inform you that there will be a major price increase, effective